It was hardly a magical sight. Nina's gaze was on the miserable weather beyond the windows as she folded a coat into a carrier bag and smiled at the old lady standing on the other side of the counter. It had buttons missing and a tear at the pocket, but the old lady didn't seem to mind, even when Nina pointed it out to her, just to be certain.
"It'll mend," she said sagely. "That's the trouble with young people today. They don't have the make-do-and-mend mentality that my generation has."
At 35, Nina hardly considered herself a young person, but she smiled and said nothing.
"The best bargains need a little work," the lady continued. "I mean, that coat will be lovely and warm when I've sewn new buttons on. I have a whole tin of buttons, you know."
"Really?" Nina asked vaguely.
"Oh, yes. When something is really worn out and I can't repair it anymore, I take all the buttons off and keep them. So when something needs buttons, I have lots to choose from."
"Wow," Nina said. "I wouldn't even think of that."
"Exactly," the lady replied with a triumphant nod.
Nina folded more items into the bag with the coat. A cotton blouse with a mad 60s floral pattern, a heavy skirt in green wool with patch pockets, and a pair of fur-lined boots with heels worn more on the outside than in.
"You've done well today," she said, handing the bag over.
"Well, there's so much on sale today. It's even cheaper than usual. I suppose it's because you're closing down."
"Yes," Nina said.
"What's coming in its place?"
"A restaurant chain wants to buy the building, as far as I know."
"So it won't be a charity shop anymore?"
"I doubt it."
"Oh, where will I shop now?"
"There are lots of others in Renwick."
"Not like this one," the lady said. "This one's the best."
"Well, it's a shame more people don't think that, and then maybe we wouldn't be closing."
"Where will you be going when the shop closes?"
the lady asked, dropping the change Nina had just given her into a purse.
"I have no idea,"
Nina forced a smile. She was as unhappy about the shop closing as a customer was, though she was trying to maintain a cheery welcome for everyone, even today when she felt like crying.
"I expect there'll be other volunteering opportunities in Renwick."
"I expect so,"
the lady agreed with another sage nod.
"Then again," she continued, "perhaps you'll be able to get a proper job, eh?"
Nina's smile faltered, but she pushed it back across her face again. She was used to people thinking that the only reason she worked in the Sacred Heart Hospice shop was that she couldn't get anything else, so why let the latest in a long line of thoughtless comments bother her?
"Good luck, anyway,"
the old lady added cheerfully. She waddled out of the shop, letting the door slam behind her with a violent slap of the old bell.
"Proper job?"
Robin's voice came from the back room behind the till. Nina turned to find her with two mugs of tea. She offered one.
"Daft old trout," she said as Nina took the cup from her. "She's the one who comes in, week out, buying her old tat. What does she think we do in here all day if it doesn't constitute a job? She wouldn't have been happy having to serve herself, would she?"
"I don't suppose she means anything by it," Nina said. "I suppose she's talking about paid work."
"I'd like to know when the last time she did paid work was," Robin huffed. "About 1945, I expect."
"I must admit, I have thought about getting a paid job."
Nina took a sip of her tea. It was strong and sweet, just the way she liked it. She'd miss Robin's tea when the shop closed. She'd miss a lot of things about her shifts with Robin. They'd had so much in common and got on so well. Robin, who understood like no one else what Nina was going through, had been a rock after Grey's death. In fact, she'd been more than a rock. She'd been a real part of the healing process. At 45, she was 10 years older than Nina, but Nina often thought she looked almost the same age, if not younger. She certainly didn't look 45 anyway. She had a young, carefree attitude too, and always knew how to inject a bit of devil-may-care humour into any situation.
"I probably ought to have made more of an effort when all the seasonal work was being added."